I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Sunday is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Greg Musselman says the Voice of the Martyrs Canada is highlighting Nigeria this year. Between the end of September and October 31st, Islamic terrorists killed at least 53 believers and kidnapped 75. If you're hearing this in Canada, visit missionnews.org for details and resources. In Sudan, paramilitary forces take South Darfur's capital, potentially tipping the power balance in their favor. Sudan's conflict between the army and paramilitary forces began in April. While megalomaniac generals wage relentless war, Sudan's people pay the highest price. An Unfolding Word partner named John says Sudanese church planners offer trauma healing, and survivors find hope as they hear God's word in their language. Ask the Lord to strengthen and encourage church planners. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries.